The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
Well, my honey's off to work, the kids are headed to school. Slim and Adam bum about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam bum and Slim. They do win them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all. Woo!
What up, everybody? It's your boy Adam Bomb back once again with another episode of the Morning Routine Podcast. If you haven't hung out with us yet during our live shows, make sure to check those out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on www.vaporradio.com. You can also download our app on all iOS and Android devices and enable our Amazon Alexa skill. Go into the Alexa app, search Vapor Radio, enable it, and you are good to go. We appreciate all the love and support. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can always email us at mailbag@vaporradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Vapor Radio 1. That is the number one, at Vapor Radio 1. Facebook.com, search Vapor Radio, like the page, share the page, tell all your friends and family about it. We definitely appreciate it. We're growing more and more every day, and we can't thank you guys enough. So enjoy the podcast, and peace out.
Award shows have changed so much in 30 years. Like, first off, if you didn't even watch BET, would you have known that the BET Awards were coming on?
Not at all.
No, because they don't talk about it anymore. They don't even talk about, like, the Billboard Awards. That's, like, the white people awards. That's a white executive award, the Billboard Awards. Like,
But you hear all day about the AMAs and the CMAs, and you don't even hear about the CMAs because that's cable. That's on cable TV.
Yeah. But
the American Music Awards, oh, shit, you go hear about the Grammys and American Music Awards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think that's too... there's a lot... Those are like the prestigious... Those fall more into that prestigious, like the Grammys Emmys and shit like that.
Hip-hop is prestigious.
Well, hip-hop is included in the Grammys.
Hip-hop is the most billion... Yeah, all of a sudden. It didn't used to be.
No, it's always been there with the Grammys. Hip-hop, pop, hey, rap.
Hold up. Hip-hop was not even shown on TV. The awards were not even shown on TV on the Grammys up until a couple of years ago. When Will Smith won his first Grammy, it was not televised. The hip-hop category was not televised on the Grammys at all. It just recently started that. So what I'm saying to you is hip-hop is prestigious, yeah, but they had to put it on there. Hip-hop is the most money-making genre in music right now.
I'd say country.
Show me something else.
I'd say country.
Show me something. Let's look it up. Let's Google it.
All right, let's look this up.
Hip-hop versus country music, the most money-maker right now.
Okay, let's see.
By far, hip-hop. By far. But I was just saying that about the awards, though. It was like, yeah. Oh, so you didn't know that? Yeah, the Grammys, they didn't even show the hip-hop shit on the Grammys. A lot of black people a lot of hip-hop artists was pissed at the Grammys for years because they didn't even show it on TV. It wasn't televised. Yeah, they got their Grammy, but why they didn't get it showed on televised? Why didn't they get to go up to the podium on TV and get it? You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, but now, you know, motherfuckers had to say something about it for somebody to do something about it. But yeah, hell yeah. That was a thing. BET Awards, remember the Source Awards? See, shit like that. Yeah, that's backdoor shit. Of course, they ain't gonna, like, do... And I ain't saying backdoor because it ain't no bash against those awards, but, you know.
I can't find this. It says that, like, top rap artists make, on average, $44 million a year. I don't know if that seems pretty inflated, but...
Why would they... That's an average, bro. Country music is country music, right? But not like hip-hop.
You'd be real surprised, man. Country music is very, very big.
But it's not bigger than hip-hop to make... It's not bigger than hip-hop, bro. I understand country music. I get it. I know what you're saying. But when it comes down to the numbers, not even close.
Country right now. Let's see what kind of information I can get about country.
Because you got to think about it. I've never once heard anyone speak about country music as a multi-billion-dollar industry. I've never heard that. All I hear is hip hop is a multi-billion-dollar industry. A year. Just from that, like that lets me know that country music ain't. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Kenny Chesney. I'm a big fan of Kenny Chesney. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's your dude. That's your dude.
You know how I fucks with Kenny. Come on, Kenny. You know what I mean? But I think hip hop is just it's on another level, dude.
Well, let's see if I can throw this. I just Googled it this morning. Let's see. I'm gonna throw it out. We're gonna throw it out on Twitter. If you got any thoughts on this, hit us up 442-244-9900. Let us know what is making more money today. Hip hop. Are we gonna include like pop in that? Like the whole like Taylor Swift's and the
Oh, we just talking
hip hop rap, like
because you talking country, so you talking country versus hip hop, so country music, not no pop country, we just country music versus hip hop music. It's not a comparison at all.
Okay,
at all. I mean, I know what's the dude's name? We wear the black hat all the time. He's saying about the thunder and shit.
Garth Brooks.
I tell you, I know he got bread. Okay, yeah. But Jay-Z got a billion. Garth Brooks don't got no billion.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Garth Brooks got a billion?
Yeah, for sure.
You sure?
For sure.
Hold on, let's see this real quick. See now, you goddamn you a good argumentative man. What is Garth Brooks' net worth?
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Garth Brooks was about $330 million.
That's okay. Right.
Okay. Motherfucker, it's based on it 2018. Okay, now hold on. What is Jay-Z's net worth?
The answer I found is $550 million.
Okay. That's $550 million right there. Already beating Garth Brooks.
I'm not saying that Jay-Z's not going to beat him, but I know Garth Brooks definitely has more than $330 million.
No, bro. It just said it. It's
well,
not.
It didn't say Jay-Z's a billionaire either, but we know he is because he's got other outlets for his money. Everybody knows Jay-Z's got close to a billion. I mean, it's the same thing with Dre. They said Dre was a billionaire when he sold to Apple or whatever, but...
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Dr. Dre was about $820 million.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's hip hop. We still going hip hop here. Let's see. Name me a hip hop. I mean, a country person. What's the dude that's
in Blake Shelton?
Blake Shelton. You probably just looked his up right quick.
No, I didn't.
What is Blake Shelton's net worth?
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Blake Shelton was about $60 million.
Yeah, he ain't even. Blake Shelton. Boy, I'm telling you, look. What is T.I.'s net worth?
The market cap for Texas Instruments is 99.
Look at this. What is T.I.'s net worth?
The market cap for
See, this is why I don't deal with this silly one. See, this is why... See?
Yeah, you want to learn about some calculators.
But I'm telling you, country can't touch hip hop when it comes to making money, bro. You know that. Come on.
I don't know. I just think you've got a couple huge players in hip hop, but if you take all these other little cats, I don't know, man.
No,
they're just making a handful.
We just talking in general. Hip hop and country. There's no comparison. You can't touch it. What is Kenny Chesney's net worth?
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Kenny Chesney was about $190 million.
God damn, Kenny Chesney balling.
He's in.
Okay, KC balling. Okay. Okay.
He's doing his thing.
Okay, KC balling.
But I think there's more $100 million country artist than is $500 million hip hop artist.
Now you got something. Now there's more $100 million than $500 million. Okay. What is Reba McEntire's net worth?
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Reba McEntire was about $95 million.
Wait a minute, these country women are balling. Hold up. Wait a minute. What is Ice Cube's net worth?
250.
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Ice Cube was about $160 million.
Mm-hmm. Balling. I'm telling you, man, he'll probably make a lot of money, bro.
Eminem is. But that's what I'm saying. Those are a couple of the big players. Those are the players who have been in it since the 80s. This is like 180.
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Eminem was about $190 million.
Yeah.
They balling, bro. They balling. I mean, just, and these are single guys. Like, I think hip hop is going to edge. It's a $1 billion industry.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know hip hop makes a lot of money, but I think country's right there too. And I mean, I'm not even a country fan. I mean, I've listened to it here and there, but we're obviously hip hop and R&B here, but yeah, I don't know.
I'm telling you, man, they make a lot of money. I mean, no,
I get that they make a lot of money, but right there, those are just some of the big players. Like, I think if you average out. But
of course, if that's what I'm saying. Okay, so name me I try to do some big players, countries. You name me some big. You should know. Like, who do your ladies? So we get.
Wait. Why should I know? What does that mean?
Don't play fucking games with me. You a white boy and you live in the country. Shit, you got some boots and a hat. Don't play that shit. Come on now. Now what you say? What you just
boots,
said? You
just said a boogie name. And shit.
You just said a name right now that I ain't never heard. What was the name?
Toby Keith.
Look, see.
Toby Keith, Trace Atkins.
What is Trace Atkins' net worth?
Now, see, his is only going to be like a couple of million.
Now Messi has 6 goals over the course.
I'm sick of this shit here, dude. What is Trace Atkins?
You didn't hear nothing you said.
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Trace Atkins was about $19 million.
So yeah. Now look, okay, now watch this. What is Slim Thug's net worth?
Oh my god.
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Slim Thug was about $2 million.
Yeah, he ain't got
Slim Thug, you over there doing all that fraud. You only got $2 million?
Yeah. He ain't got shit.
Damn, okay. I ain't even gonna ask about Brother Lance.
Do Toby Keith. And then we'll keep it moving.
What is Toby Keith's net worth?
Toby Keith Gogol is an American.
What is Toby Keith's net worth?
Based on 2018 Forbes estimates, the net worth of Toby Keith was about $365 million.
Yeah, see? There's a big player right there.
Yeah, okay, well then. What is
he was shocked at that one. He's like, wait a minute.
Okay, I found something on the web for 1.5.
What is 50 Cent's net worth?
Okay. I found this on the web.
I ain't talking to you no more. I ain't talking. So, okay, I guess.
I mean, it's hip hop and R&B is definitely going to be the dominant of the.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. Industry. So
I'll give you that, you know, but that I think they're right there. I think country's right there. Those are the two. Country and hip hop are the two big.
Yeah, but so for the argument's sake, let's just say that hip hop is more powerful, more stronger than country. Because you know it is. It's just the numbers don't lie. Like
financially, I mean, yes, but I would probably say there's more country fans than there is hip hop fans.
See, now you're getting racial with it. Why is there more country fans? Because it's more white people?
No.
Why is there more country fans then?
No, there's plenty of black country singers. There was Little Troy or Cowboy Troy was the rapping cowboy. He was a black dude. Darius Rucker's a black guy. There's
Wait. Who? Cowboy Troy.
Cowboy Troy. He was a rapping country artist. He was part of Big and Rich or whatever.
Sing one of his songs.
I can't sing it.
Are you talking about Luke Troy?
No, his name was Cowboy Troy.
Wanna be a baller?
Let me see.
That's Luke Troy, dog.
Let me see if I can pull it up here.
Some country music to me is...
In about 2000, 2001, 2002, it got like real like poppy. Like country became like they mixed like in like hip hop tracks with country guitars and shit. Yeah, for sure.
And see, remember you told me about that. Somebody told me about a country trap artist. Remember I called it, it was study country
you
rap.
I called it crap. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Country rap, nigga, it's crap. Nigga, you're a crap artist. Nigga, you got trap artists and crap artists.
Here is Cowboy Troy's I Play Chicken with the Train.
And you only know this. You see, I didn't know shit about no Cowboy Troy. But let's go. It's your responsibility to solve the world's greatest me and my horse left our darling, me and my horse.
Of course it's him.
My house left me, my dog left me, my truck left me. Turn that shit off.
Oh, you gotta listen to the whole thing now. This isn't. He's in this, bro. Yeah, hold him up. Here we go. That's him. Big black train coming round the bend. Go on, kidfolk, tell your mom and them.
Turn this stupid ass. Dump your head. Uh-huh, that's what you said. People say it's impossible, not probable, too radical. But I already been on my CMAs. Hell, Tim McGraw said he liked the change. Said he likes the way my hiccup sounds and the way the crowd screams when I stomp the ground. I'm thinking black, clickety clack, and I make the train jump the track like that. You don't
like a Cowboy Troy? That's Cowboy Troy.
That's crap. Yeah, that's country rap. That's crap.
I don't know about that.
That's a new crap rude. Shit. You mean country rap? That's crap.
I wouldn't. That's not necessary.
Necessary?
Necessary?
You know it. You know it.
You got a little country twang in you right there.
You know it's crap. That's what I'm saying. You know it is.
Oh, man.
You know it is.
Hit us up 442-244-9900. Let us know, country, hip-hop, who's the bigger industry? I think we already determined it's hip-hop and whatnot. But give your two cents, 442-244-9900. So there's a video that Slim found recently. Female dancer.
Yeah, or entertainer. Entertainer, whatever you want to call.
Making a couple bucks.
Couple of all.
I don't hate that. I don't hate on her.
Not at all.
Doing her thing. I appreciate a good dancer.
Gotta eat.
She has a little accident.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it an accident. I'd just call it a mishap.
Yeah.
A mishap, for sure. Mishap. You feel me?
She doing the thing on the stage, and she let a little number two let loose.
No, she shitted. She shitted on
okay,
the stage.
Okay, she shitted.
Yeah, she shitted on the stage.
She had a tummy ache. She had a little bit of the Bee Gees. She had the bubble gum.
Went low and low and low and low and oh no.
She done shit on the stage.
Can you imagine being the stripper and you on stage, you on the main stage, okay? And you know, when you pop it and drop it, you know, you make that egg scrape the ground. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's on your first initial drop down. You bring it down, you bring it back up. Now, this next one, you're going to make it scrape, and then you might even, like, you know, scoop up some money or something. So on that second drop down, you drop it because you, now you got
to
remember.
Do you think she shit to make her butt sticky so the bills would stick?
You got to be the nastiest, craziest motherfucker I know, first of all.
I'm just saying, like, what is...
When she dropped down, on that second drop down, and she shit it.
She shit.
Can you imagine on the way up, what was she thinking? Like, oh my God, did this... I couldn't hold it. I mean, was I supposed to stop mid-song?
It's, I just don't get how you ground. Don't know, like...
You don't... When you...
I mean...
And G-twerking...
But if she let out a big old loaf, I mean, that's usually, you're just not going to go like, oh, nah, Cinnamon, you go up first. I got to go. I got to run to the bathroom real quick.
Let me ask you something. So is that the meaning of dirty money? Because imagine if she shitted on the money, though, because she probably shitted all over the money. So they running dirty money through the club and everything. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's damn, man. I feel bad for her. Come on, Ma. To all the strippers in the world, use the bathroom before you get on stage. Come on now.
Yeah, and use a wet wipe. Wipe that shit down. We don't want to see nothing. Yeah, so that brought us to our question, is like, any crazy stripper stories that you've ever had growing up or now, whatever, you know. What's
First off, let me just put my disclaimer.
442-244-9900. What's yours? Go ahead.
I'm going to put my disclaimer out there. 442-244-9900. My disclaimer is I'm not a strip club guy. Okay. Because, I mean, no ill way to any entertainer or stripper or dancer, whatever you would like to be called. I just don't want to go into a building and throw my money just because you're dancing in front of me. Like, that's just me. Like I say, if that's what you do, get all the money you can. That's all right. But a crazy story for me is I don't frequent these places, you know what I'm saying? Because once again, I don't throw money. So I ended up going to one, you know what I'm saying? And I had a hard time getting through. The metal detector kept going off. Finally got in, you know what I'm saying? Finally got in, went up to the bar, bought me one of them $8 ass Coronas, you know what I'm saying? Got me a couple ice waters, you know what I'm saying? And sat on down. Now, I don't sit in the front because of that reason. If you sit in the front, that means you have to throw money, right? Because you can't be sitting in the front and you ain't gonna throw no money. That's stupid.
You talking about at the rack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I sit back. You know, I just sit back and just enjoy the vibe.
So you're a creeper that just looks at the titties from afar.
Well, first thing is, I'm blind.
But you haven't always been.
Well, yeah, got you on that. Roger that. I just sit back, man, because basically it's not the creepers. Once again, I'm just in there because of the ambiance, I guess, or because the homies went.
Okay.
But that's not my first place to think to go, oh, shit, I got the extra $50. Let's go to the club. Nah.
Okay.
That's not my thinking. But, so I go there, you know, and the dancer on stage, you know, the lights low, the spotlight on her and everything. And I'm thinking she dancing, but if you looked, she going, ah. Like, you know, when somebody like throwing rocks and shit at you.
Yeah.
So what it turned out was I didn't know that I was throwing them that hard because I was that close to the stage. And I was just throwing quarters at her because I bought two rows of quarters in there. I wasn't finna just give all my money away. So, you know. They told me, you know how the DJ get on there, who's ever throwing the quarters? Get your fucking ass out of here. We don't do that in here. I'm like, oh, shit. Nobody said, it didn't say at the door, no change.
You were throwing quarters at the stripper.
Because it was money. I didn't know that it had to be dollars or, you know, paper, but my money is money. I bought two $10 rolls in there, and I threw every
you
last.
Suck.
You know what? They let me stay though.
You suck.
No, but real shit though. I was at a strip club with my bachelor party, and the homies, all my bachelor guys, they had me so faded that I was in there. I know I was in there, but I was asleep, so. That's exactly what it was. And I know the stripper probably said that because I was asleep while that bitch was doing whatever she thought she was doing. I don't know, bitch. I don't, whatever you doing, you can go ahead. You can go over there. It's time to take a nap, bitch. But yeah, I mean, you got any crazy stri- I don't know. I just, that's not my
environment.
Yeah,
I mean, yours.
That's not my environment.
I mean, that's pretty boring. That's lame. How fucked up were you?
Dude.
How long had you been drinking? You guys start like it in the afternoon and just kept that party going?
Yeah, it was one of them. I was done with before I got there, but, you know, what else do you do on a bachelor party but go to the strip club? So.
Right.
So, yeah, I was in that motherfucker, knocked out, mouth wide open. So, the stripper was like, yeah, I think he's asleep. Yeah, bitch. Going over there. But no, shout out to the strippers, man. I'm just joking. You know, that was my little funny stripper story. I was in there knocked out while the dancer was actually dancing.
Good for her to keep it going, though. She was making that money.
She already committed. So yeah. You had to, you know.
Dedication.
Yeah. Hey, we got to eat. So yeah. I get it, you know. What about you?
Yeah, so... you know, like 18, 19, we had juice bars, right? Like juice bars for 18 and over. So we would go to these juice bars, and there was a couple around town. They were just little hole in the wall, shithole places. And in Portland, you can be butt naked. Like, I know different states have different laws. Like, sometimes the stripper still has to wear like panties, or sometimes they even like have to wear shit over their nipples, like the pasties and shit. Mm-hmm. Every state's a little bit different, but Portland, they can be butt ass naked. Mm-hmm. And so we went to this one spot. It was called the 420 Club. It was a stripper, strip club, and head shop. So I was like, okay, let's go get a new piece as well as, you know, watch some naked ladies for a minute. But we ended up becoming friends with the place and stuff. But it was a shithole fucking strip club. It was dirty, dirty. And sometimes you'd see a good looking chick go up on the stage every now and then. But for the most part, it was probably like local ladies in the neighborhood that were just trying to make a quick buck to get a quick fix.
Coming to the stage, we have the Warner.
Yeah. So we're in there pretty regularly, and we see this new chick go up on stage, and I was like, oh, let's go check this chick out or whatever, see what she's all about. We walk up to the rack or whatever, sit down, and she comes up here and starts dancing, and I'm like looking at her, and I'm like, man, what the fuck is that? And
looking at her?
Like, yeah, like she's naked, right? So like I'm looking at her, and then she does some move or something. And turns around and bends over. She got a fucking tampon string hanging out her cooch. Like,
no.
She's straight up on her period.
No, dude.
Just no. Shaking her monkey with the fucking string hanging out. Like,
no.
Yeah. Like, I was like, what?
No.
What is that shit? Like,
you sure that wasn't an emergency hatch or like?
Get off the stage.
You sure,
fuck
man?
Out of here.
That could have been. Okay.
Yeah, nah, sure, she was on her period, and it wasn't good. Or she just got the shit fucked out of her, and maybe she was just cleaning up or something. I don't know, but that was pretty fucked up.
Nah, that probably was a parachute or something. It
and
had
then
to
some
be
of
something
the
like
craziest
where,
thing
know.
I ever saw one time. The same club, same
Why you keep going to this club? You like them?
Because we knew the people. We ended up knowing that we ended up becoming friends with the owner. Like, we would smoke weed with the owner and shit. So, I mean, again, we're 18, 19 years old. We he would unlock the pool tables for us. So then we could just play all the pool we wanted to. We didn't have to pay a buck or whatever it was. Like, he would just unlock the shit and then he'd just give us free drinks. So we'd go up, refill our drinks, and then we played pool. Like, I got really good at pool because shit, we were in there like every night, just playing pool and shit. But this one chick came in and, she was pretty good looking and whatnot, but she was one of those all natural women. Like, she didn't shave under her pits and shit. Yeah, but she had a pretty face. She had a pretty good looking body. But the first time she came out on the stage, she had her pubes were so fucking long. She had two braids like Dub C from back in the day. She had a braid on the left side and a braid on the right side. Like her, her shit was braided. I was like, whoa, look at that shit. She got, you can hold on to that shit. You can get in there. It's like,
oh my God. She has some box braids.
Yes.
Wow. She had cornrows on
the
tooth.
That was the crazy shit I ever saw. Like her shit was so long. She braided it. And I was like, God damn. How long you been growing? You've been growing that shit since you were 12 and you never even touched it up. You just let that shit grow.
Wow.
Yeah. It was definitely interesting. Never seen that before. It was a good one.
Yeah. You got me then. You got me on that one. Yeah. Braided?
Braided. Braided. Yep.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
It was,
now they're doing hairstyles.
Welcome to Portland, shit, people. Welcome to Portland.
Let's get a curl. Shit.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
Put your curl
in
on
Portland.
Now. Shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, damn. Braids? Okay. So I
definitely
know
never seen no chick shit herself, which I'm glad.
Anybody got some dreads out there? Call in and let's see what you got. You know, what do you use on yours?
See what you're working with.
Head and shoulders. You can't use head and shoulders.
Yeah, strip clubs were good, man. We were kind of the same way. We didn't go to like look at the ladies or nothing. Like occasionally we did, of course. We're dudes. That's what we do. Throw a couple bucks their way or whatever. But around here, like, see, I lost my sight after I was 21 or before I was 21. So. After I was 21, like, it didn't really...
It was done.
It was done. So I didn't go to any of, the, like, the really, really good ones. Although I did. I went to strip clubs a few times after I was blind. And actually, going to a strip club as a blind person has its benefits sometimes, especially if you go to shithole ones here in Portland, because they kind of look the other way when...
You're stupid, okay? You're stupid. You're stupid, okay?
Like, strippers let you, like, you can't see it, so sometimes the strippers will let you see some shit.
You're stupid.
But, you know, it's show and tell. It's touch,
see
touch
with
and
our
feel.
Hands.
Scratch and sniff, whatever you want to call it.
You're stupid.
Like, Portland strippers.
What is that, cod or is that
God damn.
Is that mackerel? What is that? Oh. We got something going
Sardines?
On there. We got something going on right there. I don't know what that is. That's got to be whiting or something.
Someone bring a platter out? What is that?
That's some sushi. We need some soy sauce around this motherfucker.
Yeah. But yeah, the couple of the places, like I said, we went to enough of them. I don't know. It was just like something to do. You'd go listen to music, drink, and play pool. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
It wasn't even about looking at the ladies. And then we'd become friends with some of the strippers and shit. So we would end up hanging out until, you know, 2 o'clock when they get off. Then we kind of became the guys that was just like hanging around. So to make sure they get on the bus or because there's strippers that are busting it.
They made $37 a day. Fuck it. I'm just going to go back to 87.
Yeah.
And get on back down to 87th.
So, yeah, I don't know. Those were good times, though.
Yeah. made $36.50.
She got $2.50 for some bus fare. Now she got $35 to go
to the
home.
House. $26.
She gonna hit up the 7-Eleven on the way home. Pick her up 2 24-ounce
bites. Big gulp.
Yeah.
And a bus ticket, and you over to the house at a single Newport.
And she'll be. And she'll be back at it again tomorrow, folks.
Straight up.
A sassy center week. Stage.
End of the week, she'd have made $246.
Yeah.
That's
welcome to the Portland strip life.